With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. Baseball card Castle in Cranberry. Check everything out at our website, 937TheFan. Right now, it's 9 o'clock on the dot, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. We welcome in our pal, our friend, the best in the business. You talk to this guy, you feel better about yourself, that's for sure. Michael McHenry, former Bucco. You can check him out on TV, AT&T Sports. Michael, hello. How you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, thanks for the kind words. Really appreciate it. Happy to be on with you guys.
Happy to be on with you. We will talk Perez in just a little bit as you're a catcher, and we want to get into your mind a little bit. But I do want to talk O'Neill Cruz because, well, so many people around baseball are talking about O'Neill Cruz. And the home runs by Perez last night kind of glossed over the fact that O'Neill Cruz hit a missile. That said, what is the ceiling for O'Neill Cruz? I don't want to get caught up in that game of making too much too early. But he's already the best athlete on the field. I mean, where does it go for him, Michael?
I really do think he has a paper mache ceiling. I mean, I don't think the glass ceiling is a good way to put it. He's his only problem. You know, he's the only guy that can hold himself back. He's a guy that's got so much ability. I mean, the sprint speed, he's already, you know, shown off what he can do on the bases, what he can do at the plate. He's thrown at 188 across the diamond, which is MLB record this year. I mean, the guy's just been remarkable when you think about some of the superhuman things he can do. So the sky is absolutely the limit. You say that about certain guys, but this guy really, I really do mean it. And it just depends on how much time he wants to put in, how much work he wants to put in, how much he's going to study the game, because now it's all the little intangibles that will take him to that next level.
Well, yeah, conversely, Michael, what should people be the most patient with Cruz, knowing we've seen so much already?
I think understanding that this guy's got such elite talent, trying to keep it under control is always going to be something that's going to be different. I mean, he made an error recently in Washington where he rushed, and he didn't have to rush. Derek Shelton even alluded to it. The guy's got a bazooka. So he can slow the game down even more because he can do things that other people just can't do. But I think the one thing that could get frustrating at times is really just the way his maybe strike zone awareness kind of comes about. It's going to take him a little bit of time. Guys are going to expose him with some of the pitching that is available in the big leagues now and how good these guys have gotten. They're going to expose his swing and miss, but he's going to slowly kind of get a really good, I guess, grip on who he is, what he can handle, and he won't swing outside the zone as much.
I keep waiting for Jack Sawinski to hit a wall, but he hit one over two walls last night. What is it about his swing that might keep him sustainably good?
Well, you know he's from Chicago, and you know that Michael Jordan quote, you know, if there's a wall, I'm going to run through it. And that's exactly what Sawinski's been doing. It seems like his entire career, he's kind of been that guy that's been a little bit overshadowed. You know, we got him in that Frazier trade, and I was like, dude's got 15 homers in San Antonio. That place is an absolute graveyard. That's impressive. And he's kind of shown off that power. Honestly, Sawinski's been so impressive because when he came up against the Brewers. And then he had to face L.A. Then he had to face the Brewers again. Then he had to face San Diego. That's probably the best pitching in all of baseball, all piled into a big group. And he was hitting 180, and the guy's demeanor didn't change. His approach didn't change. He stayed locked in on what he needed to do. And then all of a sudden, homer, homer, homer. I'm like, well, yeah, he's actually facing normal pitching now, not the best of the best in the big leagues. He's facing normal major league pitching. He probably feels like he's back in Double-A.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Michael McHenry, he joins right now. Okay, to Perez, what did you see last night, and what do you see from him both offensively and defensively? Is he a guy that can help this franchise for a little while?
I think so. I love what they did with him this year. I thought he needed a little bit of time just to kind of figure some things out. I thought last year, you know, even defensively, he kind of held his ground with Stallings almost all year. He couldn't call the game the way Stallings could, but that's gotten so much better this year. I don't know if he spent a lot more time with Oscar, with the staff, but he's gotten so much better at calling a baseball game and kept, you know, the pitchers more or less navigating some of these games when they don't have their best stuff. I thought that's been a huge growing point for him and some of these young pitchers. And then the bat, when he was in AAA, he was walking, and when he was, you know, hitting the ball, it seemed like he was finding the gap. And you see the power, it's there. And it's kind of like, man, I really don't understand what's going on, if he's trying to do too much. But the timing seems always like a big issue. And a lot of guys, when they haven't played a bench role, or maybe have to kind of flirt in between the bench role and playing all the time, they have to find that balance. And I think that's what's happening with him. Hopefully he can put it together, because we've seen that he's got some barrel. He hit some homers last year. And, I mean, last night, that was just one of those remarkable games, almost like the Wonder Boy. It felt like a light was going to start breaking or something, just the way that all unfolded, because he's had a really rough year at the plate.
Tell me why we should believe, Michael, that Mitch Keller, since the version we've seen since re-entering the rotation, will remain that version, where I think we've gotten, at least four out of his five starts feel like they've been trending in the right direction.
You know, the biggest thing for me is the sinker is real. That's the one thing I can 100% tell you. I still want to see the mental growth. Me and Bob Walk have talked about it a lot. You know, he's been able to, you know, work through some games, get through five or six innings with okay stuff. I want to see the stuff. I want to see him dominate a game, get through seven or eight innings. I want to see that strikeout ability again. But he's working on a lot of things. I mean, he's changed his slider grip. He's throwing a sinker over a four-seamer. And all these things are trying to work towards the future, but he's still competing. So that's a really good sign to me that he's going in the right direction. I just want to see it all click. If it can all click, I think everybody's like, wow, this is really impressive. I didn't know this was in there. Because if it all clicks and he's dotting up his sinker, the slider's got depth to it, you can swing and miss there, and the breaking ball is sharp, with absolute just nasty spin at the bottom of the zone, I think we're going to be like, wow, the stuff's there, the competability there, the makeup, the mentality. Okay, I see it now.
Not to be body language expert guy here, but when Mitch Keller has struggled in the past, it really seems he just has a look of a guy who's down on his confidence. As a catcher, when you're going out to the mound to talk to a guy like that, what would you say to Mitch Keller to kind of keep him in the moment?
I try to go off their personality, but over time, you get really, really frustrated. And, you know, sometimes you just got to grab those guys by the horn and just kind of shake them up a little bit. And I think that's really what they've done with Mitch Keller. I think Oscar, from a little bit of what I've heard from the inside, is Oscar's kind of shook in the tree a little bit and said, hey, man, you realize, like, you're a Lamborghini and you're driving in third gear. We got to get this thing going. And I think that Mitch's really taking that to heart. I mean, he did that in the offseason. He made some incredible adjustments. He maximized his movements. He threw the ball harder. But now it's, sorry, how can you pitch? How can you go out and just have pitchability and compete no matter what? I think that's really what they're trying to hone in on.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Our friend Michael McHenry joining here. He pitches tonight in Cleveland. That's Garrett Cole. He might pitch Wednesday, depending on what they do with the rotation, with an off day. He might miss Pittsburgh altogether. I do want to ask something of you. You were a teammate of his in that 2013 season, and Garrett was just coming up. He was a young kid at the time. And a lot of people in town, and I'll preface this with, I'm team Garrett Cole for life, like, because of my interactions with him and knowing him some, and how he is as a Bulldog, and knowing him personally. There's a misconception, I think, in town that he's a guy that just pitched when he was young and wanted to get out of here. Was he a guy that always wanted to just be a great teammate and do everything he can, or do I have that wrong? What was Garrett like to play with?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, he's a guy that you love on your team and you hate on another team. So I think he's the best teammate. You know, I think Cervelli was like that as well. It was like you didn't like the shenanigans when he was on the other side, but you loved it on your team. And I think that's how Garrett Cole is. It's just a different animal. He's a guy very similar to A.J. Burnett. He's got an attitude. He almost changes his demeanor on game day. He doesn't want to talk to people. He wants to lock in on what he wants to do, and he wants to be great. I mean, he doesn't want to be good. He wants to be great. He wants to be the best to ever walk the planet, and you have to respect that. And he was a great teammate. He left it all out on the line. He pitched hurt. He did a lot of different things that a lot of guys wouldn't do. So, yeah, I think you nailed it, Colin. He's a great, great, great teammate, and I would take him every single day, all 5 days in a row if I could take him.
When do you decide, Michael, if you're in management, when do you decide when to start adding to things the way, and I think back on the teams that added an A.J. Burnett or Francisco Liriano to a young up-and-coming Garrett Cole, for example, and this organization does need to add pitching at some point when they decide they're going to be in the mix again. How do you decide, okay, we're ready to take that next step, now's the time to add?
I think they're looking now. If you want me to be completely honest, I think that they're running at a speed that we haven't seen in Pittsburgh, at least in my tenure here. I've not seen these guys run like this before. It's a new regime. They're going young. They know where maybe some things need to fit. And we're just talking about Mitch Keller. Worst case scenario, they push him to the bullpen. You got a guy throwing 98 plus in the bullpen, but the bullpen sparks, you know, a little bit more life with the guy throwing 98. We saw what De Los Santos did last night, being able to pick up the juggernaut in Bednar. So I think we're going to see a lot of moving pieces. We're going to see a lot of young guys get more opportunities. And, you know, you're right. They need some bullpen arms. They need some guys to get out there and be able to kind of give the guys like Underwood that, you know, was overused last year. He's been hurt on and off all year this year. Bednar, his back's bothering. Stratton's not being able to pitch the way he can. Those guys had to throw a ton of innings last year. They had to fill a lot of gaps early on, and that's what you don't want to see, especially when they're making a playoff push. So I think they're trying right now to make, you know, any move they can that's going to better their team for not just this year but moving forward, because they see, you know, a light. And I think if you're a fan right now, you got to see that light too.
What's the most American thing you can think of?
Joe Dirt.
What a great call,
Joe Dirt.
Right? I mean, how can you not think about that not being the most American thing ever?
Joe Dirt.
What a great movie.
I love it. Joe Dirt. What did you like playing on holidays? Did you like whenever they would, you know, sing God Bless America and have the other, they wear different caps and things like that? What's that like to be out there on those holidays, especially the 4th of July?
I think it's un-American not to be on the baseball field on 4th of July. I'm actually, like, kind of shocked to have the day off. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, I think all the things they do at the ballpark that, you know, throw some love towards something, whether it's a cap, whether it's a jersey, you know, I had to wear some weird jersey. I remember I had to wear a R2-D2 jersey one time. But, like, it's part of it. I think it's a great experience for the fans. I think it's fun to be on the field, you know, just representing something that, you know, matters. So, yeah, I think it's a very fortunate thing to do, and I'm always humbled to do it.
What was your tactic? We were talking earlier in the week, Michael, about the Mariners-Angels brawl. What was your tactic in the brawl?
I tried to grab the biggest human being possible and pull him away. You know, because I watched some really bad things happen in a brawl. You got to keep your head on a swivel because some of those guys are ruthless. You know, like, you don't know their background, where they came from. As soon as a fight happens, they may go into a dark place and they start swinging. I saw jaws broken before and stuff. So I just tried to get low because I'm a little guy. Nobody really saw me. So underneath the line, I'd pull guys out best I could.
Michael McHenry. Michael, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Have a great holiday. We'll talk again soon. Hope the Pirates heat it up and match their team production with some of this individual stuff. It would be spectacular. Mike, thanks again. We'll talk again.
Amen. Thank you, guys, and God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.